paragraph Chavov. Kize Yodua Ukvar Mavura Leil Mize, because this is known, and we already discussed earlier, She'ikar Kabbalah Satoira B'Shvois B'Chol Shana V'Shana. What does it mean, the Jewish nation every single year celebrating Shavuos and celebrating Kabbalah Satoira? What exactly does that mean? Afal pi shekvar nitna b'Sinai, even though the Torah was already given on Sinai, it was given 2,000-3,000 years ago. Finished. Maspik. What are we doing now? Ho'ikar lekabel hisgalus pnimius haTorah. What we're trying to do each and every single year is to receive a new revelation of the essence of the Torah, the pnimius of the Torah. V'ho'ikar, and the main thing is, shenizke ato sheyum shocholenu ha'oras pnei ha'toyra gdoisha bo'oifen shenizke lekaima. The main thing is that we want to draw upon ourselves on this night of Shavuos, on this holiday of Shavuos, we want to draw the light of the Torah on ourselves in a way that will be zeicha to make a whole new beginning in fulfilling the Torah, in understanding the Torah properly and fulfilling it. Sheyizke kol echod lehisoyrer velokum mishnosoy, so that each and every single one of us will be zeicha to wake up and come out of our sleep, our spiritual sleep, lefakeach al asokov, to analyze and carefully what we're doing, lachshev al tachlisoy, and to think of our real future, to think of what our real goals are, what our real objective is, what's our purpose. So that the person will be zeche to get out of all their bad things, all their taivas rois and midos rois, and be zeche to get into good. Umidargo ledargo, and to climb that ladder of advancing, going higher and higher in good. And if a person wants to go this route, he has to be prepared to overcome many obstacles. And we said the main thing that a person needs to accomplish this is desire. You have to really want it. However, a person doesn't necessarily have the energy and the strength to summon up this rotzayin and confidence and everything, because each and every person sees and realizes how far he is from being really good. And it's been such a long time that I've been wanting to do good, and I haven't succeeded. And because of this reason, there are many people that give up, or they're lazy. They don't summon up that desire. They don't rev up the engine. They don't summon up the intense desire that to say that I do want it. I really want it. Aval kisheyizko erhodem esatzmoy. Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us the eitzah for that. What's the advice for this? This is what most people in Judaism feel. So what do you do about this? Aval kisheyizko erhodem esatzmoy. But if a person will think and will realize all the good and all the kindness that we've been zeiche to already in this world, meaning Hashem has given us the Torah. He's given us the entire Torah from beginning to end. And not only that, but Hashem even gave us the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Even that's been written down for us. There was a Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who compiled it and wrote it down for us. V'chol hasforim akdoshim yatzadikim shachreim. And we have the hundreds of thousands, or maybe millions, of sforim that were written by all the tzadikim that came after the Tanoim. At shegam bedoyroi seinu zochinu lezgalus chitushei Torah nifloim koeila miyatzadikem eshel lefaneinu biyameinu, to the point where even in our generation, Rav Nosson Zal writes, we're zoche to such incredible revelations of Torah from the tzadikim, from earlier tzadikim, the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Baal Shem Tov and the Mekubolim, all of them, and even in our own generation, Rabbeinu Zal and the tzadikim who have given us so much. If a person stops to think about that, what we have, that we this whole treasure has been given to us. We have it. You can buy it. You can buy the books. You can get it on a disc, on a DVD today, the whole thing. So on one hand, how lucky we are that all of this has been given to us. Hashem refers to this as his treasure. And all of this has been put in our lap. This should give a person, if a person thinks about that and realizes how fortunate we are to have all of this, through that, a person that can give the person the energy to hope and to yearn for his own personal salvation with real ratzon, with powerful ratzon. Shegam ad zikna v'seva al yitcheinu, that Hashem will never forsake us, even when we get to, no matter how old we are, no matter how far we get in life. Ad sheniske al yidei horotzon hechozok l'shaber kol hamanias, to the point where the person will be zoiche, this appreciation of Hashem's kindness and goodness. We had seen before that ahava and chesed are synonymous with rotzayim. If you recall, in the Kiddush Friday night, we always say be ahava uverotzayim hinchilanu. Those two terms always go together. Ahavas chesed. The more a person recognizes Hashem's love for the person, for Klal Yisrael and for the person, that motivates the person. When you feel that somebody loves you, that motivates you to want to do for that person, whether it's in a husband and wife relationship, whether it's friends, or lahavdil, especially when we're dealing with Hashem. The moment the person realizes, wow, Hashem really loves me, and Hashem has given me incredible things. Hashem's given me eyes. I can see, I can hear, I can eat, I can walk, all the good. The minute the person focuses on that, that alone inspires the person, motivates the person. That can awaken a rotzayin in the person to want to do good, to want to do what Hashem wants. L'shaper kol amanias, she'ad she'niska al yideo rotzayin echozak l'shaper kol amanias, to the point where the person will be zoicha through that serious rotzayin to overcome all the obstacles. And to get to the true goal of what a Jew is supposed to get to in this physical world. This is why we have this very special custom of saying the Tikkun Leil Shavuos on Shavuos night, to recite the beginning and end of each and every section of Torah, from the most important parts of the Torah, Shem Tanach v'Shisha Sidrei Mishnayis, Shebohem Kolol Kol HaTorah Kula Shel Kol HaDoros Kulam Kiyadua, whereby included in them, in the five books of the Torah and the 24 books of the written Torah and the 60 Masechtos, included in them is all the Torah of all the generations, even the future generations. It's all found in there. Kedei lahazkir lefnei Hashem Yisborach es kol hachesed v'atoivo shekvar asimono. When we're reciting this, what should I be thinking about the time? In saying these words, I'm saying, Hashem, thank you for giving me this. Thank you for giving me this treasure. Shekvar zochinu sheyetze mikoyach alapoyal Torah kedoshe umesuka kazois. We've already been privileged that this sweet, special Torah has already come into existence. It's already bepoyal. We're not at the beginning anymore. It's finished. It's complete. Hashem finished the entire Torah already. Vaydezeh onu mekavim umetzapim gam ato barotzayin chozok v'kisufim atzumim. And with that thought, that's what motivates us now to hope and to yearn with deep desire and with deep, intense desires. Sheniske b'yoyim hamochros, that will be zeicha the next morning, b'yoyim hashavuos hakodesh, zman matan torasenu, on the morning of Shavuos, lekabel mechodosh es kol ha-Torah kdoshe, to receive anew, to make a whole new commitment to the Torah, ba'oifen shenizke lekayim o'me'ato, so that we'll be zeicha to fulfill it from now on, v'lalo is midargo ledargo, and to climb that ladder of kedusha. It's interesting, the Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer mentions many times a famous item in Mishnayos where the Bartanura says that when we say Birchas Hamazon, when a person benches on food, when we make a mezuman, we say, if you have 10 people, we say Nevorech Eloikeinu Shechal Mishalo, or Nevorech Leloikeinu, different. We mention Hashem's name Eloikim. When a Jew gets called up to the Torah, we say Baruchu Es Hashem Hamavorech, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that name of Hashem. So the Bartanur asks, why? Why, after eating, do we mention Hashem's name Eloikim? When it comes to the Torah, we mention Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We know that Elokim is always Mishpat, justice, fairness. Yud Kei Vav Kei is always Chesed, Rachmonis. So he explains, once Hashem created man, if Hashem made us, he has to feed us. That's Mishpat, sort of. That's justice. It's only just that if he created a human being, and if a human being don't eat for 3 days, he's going to drop dead. So it makes sense, al pi mishpat, that Hashem should provide food. So therefore, when we say Birchas Hamazon, this is the Torah talking, this is the Rav on Mishnah is saying, that when we say Nevorech Elokeinu, that shows that this is even within mishpat. That's not to say that there's still kind. We know, again, whenever we talk about any of the attributes of Hashem, in mishpat there's chesed, and in chesed there's mishpat. We're counting sphira now. But there is a certain facet, a certain concept of mishpat, of justice, in providing us with foods. You create someone, you got to feed them, that kind of thing. A parent has to feed a child. That's, you know, there's certain justice. A parent gives birth to a child and then puts him on the street, they'll put that first parent in prison. You're an animal. You know, you brought this child into the world and you don't care, you don't give it the certain minimum sustenance that it needs to exist. Whereas the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, that's pure kindness. That's an act of total kindness. And he quotes the pasuk, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho, in the morning we recite Hashem's kindness, the chesed. The first letters of Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho spell the word cholov, milk, which is what the Torah is compared to. And in fact, on Shavuos, that's the one holiday where we have milk, it's dairy, we have milk, because the Torah is called Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech. So he says that's why when we get called up for the Torah, we say Baruch Hu es Hashem v'shoinech, that we recognize that this was purely an act of kindness on the part of Hashem to give us the Torah. That he didn't have to give us in any way at all. It was a chesed of Hashem. So here again, when we're reciting, by going through a Jew, going through this beginning and end of every, we can't actually read through the entire Torah on Shavuos. The night's not long enough. We have this custom of doing beginning and end, that shows that we're acknowledging, wow, Hashem gave us the entire Parashas Bereishis. He gave us the entire night. He gave us all of this, and all of that, and more, and more. And all of this has already been brought from Koyach to Poel. It's all there. And who's it there for? For me. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'am v'no slav sa. He's given us the Torah. He's given me all of this. Wow. I'm so lucky to recognize that. And then to say, I want it. I want to be part of this. I want to buy into this. And again, if I haven't done it till now, I'm making a new beginning now. Today's the birthday of the Torah of Matan Torah. I want to start fresh, make a whole new commitment in connecting to the Torah.